The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Well, now our expert slot this week is hosted by Rose Anne Kenny, Professor of Medical Gerontology at Trinity College in Dublin, Director of the Falls and Blackout Unit at St. James Hospital in Dublin, and Director of the new Mercer's Institute for Successful Aging. And she is going to answer our listeners' questions. Roseanne, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, you were talking about vitamin D earlier, and the question is, how do you get it? I mean, do you just take a pill or do you go and lie in a sunbed?
Not the latter, please. We can take, I mean, vitamin D, there are two types of vitamin D, D2 and D3. One of them can be produced from sunlight hitting the skin, interacting with metabolites just under the skin, and that's how we produce our own vitamin D. And people who have sufficient sunlight exposure and aren't using sunblocks, etc., that's all they need to be concerned with, their own internal metabolism coupled with diet. However, that in Ireland is not the case. And we've shown that about 30% of the population over 50 are deficient. So therefore, you need to supplement it in diet, particularly in the winter months and spring months.
Okay, now question then from one of the listeners about this. I have a high cholesterol level in excess of 9. My recent vitamin D level is 90. So do they need more?
No, I mean the ranges that we're happy with in the blood with respect to vitamin D are 50 to 70. If you're less than 30, you're definitely deficient. 90 is fine, but I wonder if it's 90 in winter months, etc. So just to check that, it's worth her checking that, and that's the time we should be measuring our vitamin D. And the cholesterol in excess of 9, it's very, very unlikely that the listener will be able to bring that down with diet alone. I'm surprised that the listener isn't on some sort of a statin, a cholesterol lowering drug.
I recently turned 50 in very good health. I've never taken vitamins. Should I start now? And if so, which ones? Amy.
Thank you, Amy. The only vitamins that there's strong evidence for is vitamin D. We come back to vitamin D again. And that's because in order to absorb calcium from the gut, we need vitamin D. Vitamin D, if you like, pulls calcium from your gut right into the system and allows it to circulate. So that's why vitamin D is important. And calcium is important because we need calcium for bones, for muscle, electrical activity of muscle and muscle strength, and for clotting. So in this particular case, I would say vitamin D. There's very little evidence from randomized control trials for multivitamins out with that, except omega oils.
Now, Barry's been on. My elderly mother has osteoporosis. What can I do to prevent any such problems in the decades ahead? Now, osteo, is it more female than male?
So people often mix up osteoporosis and osteoarthritis. Arthritis is the joint problem, inflammation in the joints. Porosis is weakening of the skeletal infrastructure, the bone infrastructure. One in seven people with osteoporosis are men. So it's often assumed to be only a female thing. Absolutely.
Female.
It's primarily female. But we forget that. And when we looked at this in Tilda, none of the men who had it knew that they had osteoporosis. In Barry's case, genetics are really important. Screen every 5 years with a DEXA scan over the age of 50. Alcohol, smoking, thyroid disease are risk factors for him.
Does exercise keep the body strong, the skeleton strong?
So what he can do is no smoking, and muscle strengthening exercise is really important.
Should I be taking whey protein powder? I'm a 47 years young male.
So great study from McMaster, which has looked at protein supplements. We lose 2% of body mass per year over the age of 50. And you're nearly there, Barry. So I would say yes, whey protein, particularly if you're exercising. About 30 grams per day. Some people can take up to 60 grams per day. And now we know this is particularly important as we get older because of sarcopenia, which is the muscle mass loss we experience after 50.
Could you ask your guest if there are any plans in place to implement an Otago-style exercise program in Ireland? What's that, Otago?
Otago was first described in New Zealand by actually a colleague of mine, John Campbell, and his group in 1997. And it's a muscle-strengthening exercise program with stretching, stretching and warming exercises pre and post the programme, looks at core, upper limbs, lower limbs, can be done from chairs or standing. We are using it in physiotherapy groups and occupational therapy groups. It's good, and it's good because it can be applied to people who have mobility problems, but it is being used in Ireland.
Now, this is something I don't know what they're talking about, really. From George in Navan, please ask your expert about the detrimental effects of PUFA, P-U-F-A.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
Including fish oils and omega-3 oils, contrary to the marketing of these. I don't know. Maybe, George, you can clarify for us. Now, cortical covariance networks, what are we talking about here?
You're talking about one of our recent publications. And basically, so as we get older, you find that memory, of course, slips. It doesn't mean you're going to get dementia or anything like that. It is an age-related adjustment. And what we were trying to find out from the TILDA study, we did MRI scans on 600 of our participants and then mapped, Dan Carey did this work, mapped the linkages between the different areas, almost like a whole electrical grid of the underground, if you think it like that. So we applied that mapping, network mapping, to the human brain in our 600 participants, and then coupled that with other information we had about their memory, reaction times, etc., to see which areas are linked with which areas, just to inform that those basic linkages in order to better understand ways of intervening early and maybe preventing some of the age-associated cognitive problems.
Is drinking a glass or two of super milk a day enough to supplement my vitamin D?
Probably not as you get older, actually. This is very individualised, so it's hard to say. So once an individual knows their own winter vitamin D, you can map this. The supplemented, fortified milk is, of course, very important and will help, but you need to be getting about 1,000 to 1,200 international units a day of vitamin D.
Now, we were talking about this vitamin D effect, and you know, it's called the sunshine vitamin because you get it from sunshine, but is there any link with mood? If you have enough vitamin D.
Absolutely. And this is a really good point. So again, from TILDA, we've shown very recently, and this was widely reported into international national media, including Huffington Post and English Times, that low vitamin D is significantly associated with depression.
Now, which vitamin D, another one, is it D3, D2, which one do we need?
It doesn't matter, as long as you're, one of them is the one that's metabolised by the skin and the other one is the one we get orally.
So whichever way you get it's vitamin good
D.
For you.
Yep.
And the question of sociability and gracious ageing and healthy ageing?
So one of the reasons the jury is out, if we're sticking with food and wine, etc., is we know that one or two glasses of wine a day, red wine, is probably very good for you. But what we're not able to really disentangle is that because you're having it with people, there's a social engagement, etc., component, or is it the wine itself? There is very good evidence that social engagement, social interaction regularly reduces inflammation in the system. And inflammation is what triggers the sarcopenia, the muscle mass loss that we discussed earlier on.
I was just thinking, for an older person who's at home, you know, they don't get out. I have a sliced pan in the press. I won't bother going out. But if they go out, they walk to the shop, they get the exercise, they meet people, sociability, and they probably get better nutrition buying it in the shop than just eating the stale sliced pan.
Absolutely. And one of the things we're trying to do in TILDA is to raise awareness of how important communities are and social engagement, because great if that person who lives alone could go down to the local shops, have a village within 4-5 minute walk, and I'm talking about centre Dublin, who the people working in the shops know the person, engage with them. Wouldn't it be great if we could create that sort of community environment again in Ireland? And that would have such a positive knock-on effect on our physical health.